Fox City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And welcome to Biz Talk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
It's finally we're getting a, thank you, hi, hello, good morning everybody, good to be on, another beautiful day finally, so we can enjoy the springtime and that'll work right with what we're talking about today.
Well, this Biz Talk program is brought to you each weekend by the Score Chapter, Fox City Score, and just want to welcome you again to the program. We have a wonderful guest this morning. Our guest is Recyclist Bicycle Company, that's Sean and his wife Nancy Wardall. And Laura Glassell. Sean and Laura are in the studio this morning, and Laura's daughter Zoe is with us, so we're going to get an adult perspective and a kid perspective on biking this morning. Before we get into the guests, though, we just want to, from SCORE and all the friends at SCORE, we want to wish everybody a very happy Mother's Day. It's a great weekend, and we hope that all you moms have a wonderful day. Stay in bed, be spoiled, and just do what you want to do tomorrow. You deserve it. Well, good morning, Sean, and good morning, Laura. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your background, and tell us about the Recyclist Bicycle Company.
Well, I started out in retail, worked in retail for 30 years in another industry, in the musical instrument industry, which is different but very much the same, same customer anyway. Laura and I worked together for a couple of years at in a regional music store in the area here, and just got to talking one day about purchasing about starting a bike shop, mm-hmm. and through a process we came across the Recyclist Bicycle Company, which had been in business in a really nice bike shop for quite some time, and we were lucky enough to purchase that. Go ahead, Laura.
All right. So Sean and I met each other in kind of the same relationship we have right now at the Recyclist, and we knew we worked well together, and we're familiar with the retail world. But the biggest part of it was the cycling component of it. Outside of work, that's really how we spent the majority of our time was on a bicycle.
Okay.
So being able to partner those two things together was pretty great.
So you guys were already biking enthusiasts, and you decided to follow a dream.
Very much.
Good.
And of course, with the combination of the love of bicycle and the retail background, that seemed to be a good fit.
Absolutely.
Perfect fit.
I think it's appropriate at this time to just acknowledge you guys and tell the listening audience that you were one of five success stories recognized by our SCORE chapter at our event on May 3rd recently. We celebrated Small Business Week and our 40th anniversary as a chapter. And your company was recognized as one of the success stories, one of the five success stories. So congratulations on that. That's really neat.
Yeah, it was a huge honor, and it was very exciting. Great event, too.
Yep. And you did have a mentor from SCORE working with you. You want to tell us a little bit about that experience?
Sure. Actually, very, very early in the process, we came across the SCORE website looking for advice in writing our business plan. So it had a really informative outline of the things that we should think about. And we came across the fact that we could find a mentor, and we met him very early in the process. And his name is John Burns, and his advice is and was invaluable, and we continue to touch base with John when we have questions or looking for a referral or whatnot.
So, and John helped you, determine how to complete your business plan and how to approach the banks and all that type of thing, or what areas did he help you with?
He helped us in all the areas. His first advice, as Sean said, we were looking at just starting a bike shop from scratch. Mm-hmm. And John pointed out in our little community here, we have a lot of bike shops. And we also were going to keep our jobs and run this bike shop as sort of a hobby. So initially his advice was put the word out on the street that you're looking to purchase a bike shop and see if anybody's interested in selling. And I don't think we ever even discussed that option before before we met John.
No, we definitely didn't.
There's definitely an advantage to purchasing an existing business rather than starting one yourself. It already has a reputation. It has a cash flow. It has a customer base. As you're starting a brand new business, you got to start out, do that all on your own. It takes time to do that.
Yeah, there's good and bad, and
yes.
you just have to weigh it out. And,
yes.
And we weighed it out, and it was an awesome location.
Yeah.
Had a very good history.
Where are you located?
We are on CE, just inside of Kakana, right on the CE trail. So,
okay. So
it lends itself great. I mean, it's a perfect place to ride a bicycle because you're right on the CE trail. So test rides are awesome. We don't have to send anybody out into a parking lot. They can go out on a bike trail where they're going to ride the bike. So
exactly.
It works out really good.
Yeah, the test rides are pretty handy right there.
Yes.
I would imagine you were just a little busy yesterday with the weatherman finally cooperating.
We were very busy and very, very grateful for the awesome weather.
Yeah,
sure. Tell us, do you have a website, and how can folks reach you if they'd like to reach out to you in the following weeks?
We do have a website. It's www.recyclist.com.
Okay.
Or you can just call us at 920-759-1200.
And what are your hours? When are you open?
Monday through Friday, we open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., although we have group rides every night, so if people pop in near close, there's always lots of people there to help them out. Saturdays, 10 to 4, and Sundays, 11 to 4.
And you do more than just sell bikes, correct?
We do. We repair bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's very important to us to keep, you know, to keep bikes out on the road. I mean, a bike will last a long, long time. I mean, it's a great investment. It really is. Not only in your health, but just the long term use that you get out of the bike. So we've got arguably some of the best repair people in the industry. We're very proud of the crew that we have. So we can get your bike in and out and get you out on the road riding.
What are some of the different styles or names or brands of bikes that you sell, that you carry? You carry new and used bikes, right?
Correct. We carry new and used bikes. Our main brand is Specialized Bicycles and Giant Bicycles. We also carry a really fun brand. It's kind of perfect for Mother's Day, called Electra, which is just fun cruiser, cute, unique bikes as well. And then people can bring their bikes in to trade in for a new bike.
Okay.
If you have a kiddo who's growing, you can trade up towards the new bike. And that's what feeds our pool of used bikes.
And you have carbon bikes, too. I was looking at your website. We talked before the show. $12,900 for a bike. To me, that's sticker shock, but I'm an old guy, and I lost track of all that. But the carbon and the aerodynamic design, the comfort, the brakes, the mechanisms, they're all very, very modern.
The bike has certainly evolved as everything else has, and it's amazing what you can do with a bike today and the weights that they can get the bikes down to. I've been into cycling for 30 years, and you know I'm still shocked at what they can do. But however, you know, you can get a very, very nice bike that will last you a long time for not even close to that. So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
So.
We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Sean Wardell and Laura Grassel and Laura's daughter Zoe, if she wants to speak. We're talking about the Recyclist Bicycle Company in Kirkcona and how they acquired that company a couple of years ago. Before we get back to our guests, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our chapter is headquartered in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we have 55 volunteers in our chapter now who provide free, confidential mentoring assistance to those who would like to start a business, or like our guest this morning, who'd like to buy a business, or if you're trying to grow your business or take advantage of an opportunity. Our mentors have experience and expertise in areas like marketing, HR, banking, accounting, process, just about any area that your business is in, we'd have someone who might be able to help you out. It's all free and confidential. So if you're interested in seeking out some assistance from SCORE, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. That's our website. Or you can call us at 734-7101 at the Chamber. Ask for SCORE. Fill out the application for assistance, and probably within 24 hours to 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first meeting. So remember, SCORE for the life of your business. Sean, we've been talking about how you got started. And you and Laura and Nancy, your other partner, your wife, basically went to SCORE. You had to do a business plan. You got a bank loan. Tell us what it was like to build a business plan. What's the importance and how did you go about doing that?
Well, it was very difficult because it really challenged John Burns and the bank all challenged us to be very, very honest about what it really was that you wanted to do. So you had to be very thoughtful about it, and you had to make sure that, you know, this was a big step. You know, you put everything on the line, and throughout the whole process, everybody's telling you, and they really want you to succeed, but they also want you to be very realistic. So that was the biggest part of it, was just being honest, being realistic about what we could accomplish, and then having a good plan, and then sticking to that plan. And we worked very, very hard still to honor that plan and to work towards what we're trying to do.
When you were working with your banker, you had mentioned something about overstating or understating. How do you arrive at what you really had to do as far as the numbers?
Well, you know, we purchased the pre-existing business, so that made it easier. We had data, which was great. And then, you know, there's the maybe perhaps overzealous part of you that says, hey, you know what, we can do better.
It's called the passion.
That's right.
Enthusiasm.
And you know, but the right. Bank challenges you back, and your
realistic
mentor challenges you back, and asks you just tone it down a little bit, because this is still going to be new to you, and there's a lot of challenges that you just don't see yet. So it was good. I mean, it was great for us to have that honest dialogue with both the bank and then, of course, her mentor. Yeah.
About how long do you think that process took? Would you say a week, a couple of months?
You know, it's funny. When we first started talking about it, I thought it would be, you know, I thought it would take like a month and we'd be rolling. Well, it wound up taking, it was six, seven months. You know, of going back and forth, you know, thinking you've got the perfect document, and then going back and having to rewrite.
Since you did that, how many times have you rewritten your business plan now?
Two times.
Okay.
We've amended it, but we still, you know, the core of it, we we really work towards staying true to.
Because one of the best things I've always heard is that there is no business plan that has ever survived the first customer. So that has a tendency to change things as you go along.
Yeah. No, it's the truth, for sure.
Yeah, the business plan is very important. And when I work with clients, I always advise them that one of the best, most important parts of the business plan is writing out the explanation of why you're using the numbers you're using. It's a lot of detail. It's a lot of thought. And on Tuesday, you might think, well, this is my number. And you look at it on Thursday. Oh, it's going to be that. Who wrote that number down? But it's an evolution. It's a thought process. It's a refining. But it pays such huge dividends in the end. You get the loan. And then you're able to communicate with each other and with your lender on a more of a factual basis. Because this is the budget. And this is how you did. This is where we can improve. This is where we have to improve. And you just keep moving forward.
Yeah, and it's a dialogue that never ends. You know, we still talk to John Burns. We still talk to our banker. You know, it's definitely an evolution.
Well, we like to say at SCORE that SCORE for the life of your business, not just to get you started, but as long as you need SCORE, someone from SCORE will be able to assist you there. So
it's been invaluable to us, and it's really made us. You know, it's kept us. You know, whenever we are feeling a little unsure about something, we know that SCORE is there, and it's just a great resource for a small business.
Well, we're glad to be there for you. We're going to take our next break right now. We'll come back on the other side and continue our conversation with the folks from the Recyclist Bicycle Company. You're listening to WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Sean Wardell and Laura Glassell of the Recyclist Bicycle Company. We're talking about how they acquired their business 2 years ago. It's out on CE on East College Avenue in Kaukauna. Before we get back to our guest this morning, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In addition to the free and confidential mentoring that we mentioned in the last segment, we also put on a number of seminars during the year. Randy, what's coming up on the seminar side?
Well, right now we have a couple of things coming up in May that are going to be of interest, I hope, to everybody out there. As you know, we do a number of cases where we partner with certain organizations. In this particular case, we're partnering with CAPS Services to put on two seminars. They're going to be identical, but at two different locations. The seminar is how to find and engage today's workers. One of the problems that everyone has is how to find that person out there, and it takes a look at it from the perspective of the different generations that we are involved with the situation where you have millennials being hired by baby boomers or by X generations, and so it makes it a little bit difficult for all of us to understand what's out there. And so our speaker is going to be Jim Golombeski. Jim is from the Bay Area Workforce Development Board, and he's going to be talking on that subject. The first program is going to be on the 12th of May. It's going to be held up in New London at the St. Joseph Residence Chapel in New London, and it's going to be from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m., registration starting around 4:30. So, again, you can find that in the New London area, and also the New London Chamber is helping us with that program. We're then going to have the same program on the 18th. That's another Wednesday night. It's going to be held in Wautoma, and that one will be at the CAP Services office there in Wautoma. Registration, again, 4:30, 5 to 7 for the program. In both cases, if you go out to the SCORE, foxcities.org website, you can then register for that particular program without having to worry about how you can be attending that program. And the registration is free. So for all the real details on that, just go out to the website. The other program that we're going to be doing is coming up on May 19th. And, Tony, you're going to be involved in this one. We're going to be having a program called Take Your Business to the Next Step, It is in conjunction with the Heart of the Valley Chamber, as well as the Fox West Chamber. So we're partnering with them. It is going to be a panel discussion. We're going to have people from Stellar Blue. We're going to have people from the Venture Center, Fox Communities Credit Union. Tony's going to be there, is talking on cash flow. And we're also going to have people from Epiphany Law on that panel. The panel will be going over all the different things you need to know to work with your business. It's going to be a morning program from 7:30, registration 8 to 9, held at the Grand Meridian in Oneida Street in Appleton. Again, that's Thursday, May 19th. You can go to our website or also go out to the websites for either of the two chambers. And that one, there is a $10 fee for chamber members. $20 if you're not a chamber member. But again, go out to the websites, register for those. Especially that one should be great for existing businesses. So we're keeping busy with a lot of programs, things to help you grow your business and to be able to be successful here in the Valley.
Well, thanks, Randy. And you can go to our foxcities.score.org website. You can also look for Simple Steps, which will be coming up in the fall. We'll be planning that one. That's a very popular 5-segment system that teaches entrepreneurs how to bring about all the data, bring it together to start your business. Mm-hmm. Well, Sean and Laura, tell us a little bit about your marketing. When you acquired the company a couple of years ago, you had to change the brand's perception in the public's eyes. You didn't want to lose any customers. Tell us how you're marketing your company and what are you doing going forward to get the word out?
Well, first of all, we didn't have a large budget to do a big marketing campaign to reach customers. So we wanted to just work on what was there, what was coming in, and really have a good dialogue with those customers. So Facebook really worked great for us to mm-hmm. be able to just communicate back and forth effectively, without spending a lot of money doing it. Mm-hmm. And then the next phase was really investing in our website, and reinvesting in our website so that the inventory that we carry in the store was mirrored online, so our customers could shop with us 24/7. So,
if anyone has a question for our guest this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. If we're outside the Appleton area, if you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 866-887-1150. How's the response been? How's the reception been in the marketplace to new ownership and a new look?
It's been incredible. I mean, it's been very well received.
Great.
We had a pretty unique view of this coming in because we were consumers. And I mean, for 30 years, I was a consumer of bicycles, and so I knew and I understood what it meant to me, and it's very personal. And for a lot of our riders, it's their life, it's their passion, and it's our dream and our everyday work to get more people on bicycles and to feel about it the way that we feel about it. So we really wanted our customers when they come in, it's a fun, inviting place to be. It really is.
I think the biggest group that we were able to impact as new owners was the female rider as well.
Really?
So when I bought my first bike, I did not have an awesome experience. I basically just paid for a bike and left a bike shop, and people said words to me that I had absolutely no idea what they meant. Also, to ride by myself and to know what I was doing just wasn't awesome. So mm-hmm. a large part of our business plan that John helped us with and we presented to the bank was to make a comfortable environment for the female rider, but then to also create a community of women who ride together, can support each other, make connections outside the bike shop, but to make that particular customer come in, feel good, understand their needs, and make sure that we can meet them.
And have some confidence and pride in being a bicyclist.
Yes.
Okay, when I was noticing going through your website there, you have some very nice pictures of the store itself. I noticed part of your plan apparently is to make the customer comfortable. How does that play into your program?
That's a big part of the community. We have folks who just come in to sit in the chairs that you can see on our website and drink a cup of coffee and just talk shop with the mechanics. Mm-hmm. We have group rides most nights of the week as well, where a group of cyclists will get out, ride for a couple hours, come back and sit and hang. So it's comfortable. It's a fun place to be. If you want to roll your bike in off the path, we can fix it for you. You can sit in a comfy chair, have a cup of coffee or a beer.
When you talk about those group rides, do you set those up, or are those through bike clubs, or how are those arranged?
Both, really. We have rides on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays that cater to different groups of people. Mm-hmm. A couple of them are female-specific. One of them is a very fast race ride. One of them is a little bit more casual. But then we do have groups of sometimes just social groups of people who will choose to park in our parking lot and start and end their ride at our shop as well.
As one of the older members of the community, would you have something for somebody my age?
Absolutely.
Tricycle.
Yeah. last week we started our first slow roll where we meet. We met in the morning, but we're going to do some evening ones too, that we just go whatever pace the group goes. We go about 10 miles. We may plan to stop at a local establishment to have a little snack or a beverage. And come back.
Now you're starting to make biking sound fun to me. I think I can get into that.
Randy used to ride the bike with the basket on the front.
Yes.
You know, go get the gallon of gas for his dad who was running a lawnmower.
Actually, it had the two side baskets on the back, but that was many years ago.
Remember riding on the handlebars?
Yeah, illegally, yes. Don't try that at home. Anyway, no. My first exposure with bicycles, of course, was originally with the Otto Grunski Polish Festival in Menasha many, many, many years ago. And we were involved with a lot of that. That was like 32 years we did that. But,
now, you guys at your shop, you have all kinds of accessories. It's not just bikes. You sell baskets and saddlebags. And what is it? Tell us a little bit about all the things that you sell for kids. Children?
Sure.
Yeah?
We have bicycles for any size of a child or adult, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And really, a big part of what we want to do is if you come in, if you have a bike that gets repaired, or if you buy a bike, we want you to know all the other things that are going to make the ride more enjoyable for whatever you're doing. If you're commuting, riding a road bike, mountain bike, that sort of a thing. So I don't think there's an accessory out there we don't have. We have the kid carriers, little tag-along bikes.
I saw on your website that you have a special going for Mother's Day.
We do have a special going for Mother's Day.
Yeah, what is that special?
It's 10% off.
Okay.
On anything you can shop our website. Yep. There is a code that you can enter in.
What was that website again? I forgot to write it.
www.recyclist.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can purchase things, order things on your website.
You can. Yep. So you can You can order it online and pick it up in our store, or if you don't want to come to our store, we can deliver it for you. So.
Okay, and then you offer a very good service and maintenance, and tell us about that plan, because that gives people comfort if they're going to spend money on a bike and it's not the right bike.
Yeah. Absolutely. So for maintenance, when you buy a bike from us, we have sort of what we call the perfect bike guarantee.
Okay.
So we spend a lot of time making sure that you tell us your needs, we'll pick the proper bicycle out for you to meet whatever need that you're going to have. If for some reason it's just absolutely wrong, we'll work with you to get you the right bike. We also offer free tune-up when you get a bike from us as well. So
yeah, I think it's for a whole year. Isn't it a free tune-up?
Free tune-up within the first year that you buy your bike.
Yeah. One of the things in talking about your program and your planning and all of this, you're in an extremely seasonal business. How do you counteract that? How do you actually promote so that you're not in those super lows versus those super highs? How have you managed to level that out?
Well, you have to plan very good financially. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you have a really strong summer and the financials look really good and you're feeling really good. Well, you do have to think about what is coming and plan for it. The nice kind of the evolution of the bike especially here in Wisconsin, is that more and more riders are riding year-round, and we have bikes that, will accommodate that rider. So the increase in the fat bike, the bikes with the very large tires that, mm-hmm. that can handle riding through snow, mm-hmm. Not so nice weather, does help, and that helps us also. But a lot of it, to get back to the important part, a lot of it is just the planning.
Okay, so that you do level out the cash flow, yep. to make sure that things are still there at the other end.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always like a golf course. They're white for so many months of the year, but they have to have money in their savings account from the strong months, and it's the same for your business. You just have to plan prudently and
yep.
be a little conservative and have a good banking relationship. If you need a draw on a line of credit, you can use that line of credit as your shock absorber to cover some costs.
Yep. And I think it's all retail. I mean, all retail, whether
right.
it's seasonal or not, I mean, it's all seasonable.
Right.
You know, for a lot of retail, it's the holiday season, and that's where they bring in the big bunch of... So you have to plan.
Exactly. And in dealing with your business plan, if we get back to that for a second, you look at that every so often. You're reviewing what you've done. You budgeted to do so much in the first 6 months of the year. Sit down and look at that. Do you sit down and look at that and evaluate that?
We do monthly. You know, we'll look at it monthly, and we set up a budget for the year, and we hold ourselves accountable to that budget.
That's great.
On every level. So, you know, revenue,
no exceptions.
Payables, absolutely, no exceptions. And we'll meet monthly, just kind of talk about, you know, how the market's doing, and just try to just stay as flexible as we possibly can.
Respond with some good data, not just taking a lot of guesses out there.
Yeah.
We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to wrap up the program with our guests from the Recyclist Bicycle Company. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with the folks from Recyclist Bicycle Company, Sean Wardell and Laura Glassell. Before we continue with them, we just want to thank our business BizTalk sponsors who help bring you the program every weekend. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, and a special thank you to Fox Communities for helping to make our 40th anniversary celebration such a wonderful, memorable event. Thank you, Heather Wesley, Kathy Gustafson, and all the other folks over at Fox Communities. It was a great event. Thank you. Also want to thank Elberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge. Also want to thank Bank First National for helping to sponsor our program. And two special, kind of like sponsors, but they're always there for support, are Candale Creative. Candale Creative, Zach Pawlowski in Oshkosh, built BizTalkWithScore.com, and his company helps maintain that website. So if you'd like to listen to this show beginning next week or any of the other shows we've done for the last 4 or 5 years, they're all archived at BizTalkWithScore.com, BizTalkWithScore.com. And finally, the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch. They promote our program every 2 weeks in their periodical called The Business News. If you're in business and not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, you can stay informed about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to all of our sponsors. Well, Sean and Laura, we're coming into the final segment of the program, but one thing we wanted to talk about was safety on two wheels. Tell us a little bit about some of the safety considerations, and do you provide any training programs for anything for the all ages of bike riders?
Sure. We do offer safety clinics that we kind of compare with like emergency roadside repair mm-hmm. clinics. So we talk about the things you need to keep you safe on your bike, and then what you need to do if something happens while you're on your bike on the side of the road. We post those on our website and on Facebook. We also will come out to different area businesses as well if they're having a wellness fair or if they just want a presentation on bike safety or the cycling community and how to get involved in that as well. So we've got a lot of great business partners that we visit. Check helmets, make sure they're not expired, make sure they fit right.
Expired helmets?
Expired helmets.
What's an expired helmet?
Helmets are made of little styrofoam beads, especially in Wisconsin when it gets humid and dry and humid and dry.
Oh,
over time, they'll dry out and become more brittle. So helmets have a life of about 7 years or so.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check mine. Okay.
Yeah, check yours. You do that. Come in and we'll do it for you.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good idea.
But also, if you crash ever, you should just replace your helmet. I think we probably see a couple people a month who come in who have had some type of an accident who cracked their helmet. Mm. It did its job. It protected your head. And
better the helmet than the head, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you finding people more accepting of the ideas of wearing helmets? I know it's always been one of those things.
I think so. We keep some broken helmets, and we've got some stories in our back pocket that we can share with people about the importance of wearing them. When we do present at safety clinics, we always say helmet is a non-negotiable.
And they're so much more comfortable today, too, and making sure that the helmet fits right. And we help the customer make sure that it's on there properly, it's comfortable, and they look great, so it's not...
One of the other safety things you do on your bike is what?
I always... Day or
always.
Night, always have a light on my bike,
on
the back of my bike, and a very bright one. You know, with LED lights now, they're so bright
and cheap,
and very inexpensive. So, you know, you can get a really decent light that's rechargeable. So you're not throwing batteries away or throwing money away on batteries. So.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things I see is people wearing fluorescent vests and so on. Is that a new thing, or is that something you guys recommend a lot?
Fluorescent vests are even just reflective clothing. So you don't necessarily need the vest, but if you have any type of weather-proof clothing, a lot of times you'll have a stripe down your back that's reflective or lining on your pocket. All the helmets are going to have some sort of reflectivity to them, whether it be in the stitching or the paint as well.
So as long as you're being seen, you're safe.
Yeah.
But tell us again, where you're located.
We are on the CE Trail right outside of Appleton in Kaukauna.
And your website?
www.recyclist.com.
And your phone number?
920-759-1200.
Okay, well, we're at that point in time where we ask our guests to give us what is called a biz tip. That's that little piece of wisdom to talk to people who are thinking about getting into business and so on. So I don't know if we have one or two. Sean, you can start first.
Hope we have three. I hope Zoe speaks up.
Well, I think, you know, we talked about it a lot here today is having a good business plan and then sticking to it. You know, revisit that business plan, spend money on a good accountant, and really care about what you're doing and be prepared to work very, very hard.
Okay.
SCORE can help out, too.
SCORE is awesome.
Okay. Laura, do you have something you want to add to that?
Also, to when you're hiring, hire the people who care about the same things you do as well.
Okay. Great combination. So you can kind of work your plan and make sure you have good people working.
Got it.
Well, guys, I want to thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It was a wonderful program. Again, congratulations on winning that success award at the SCORE event last Tuesday. Well-deserved, and best good fortune to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.